can't wait. I think I'm going to start on a better note then. Welcome to a new episode of the Safe Word Podcast.
Well, he bangs you during your conference calls? That's awesome.
He being Rodney Dangerfield, as we'll call him. Kevin Goatee here yet again. Our usual co-host, Tracy Carnazzo, has to work today. Yeah. But we happen to dig up a relic from the past. And I don't mean that because she's old as fuck. I mean that because I love her, and she was the first co-host of the podcast. She's back in town. She's Monica Vita.
Woo! What is up? Good to be back. And you're in your 40s now, too.
I know.
Fuck you.
Fuck you. Fuck you.
Fuck you.
At my 1 o'clock is, everyone calls him the Big G.
What's up?
Gerard Harron, everybody.
What's happening? Secaucus. Sweet home, Secaucus.
Right. He hosts on the Broadcast Comedy Network, as do I. What's the name of your podcast again, Gerard?
I'm part of the Part-Time Bro Podcast.
With
Anne-Marie, and we're sidelining with Gerard Harron, but we might end up doing something called Haters and Enablers with Anne-Marie and Von DiCarlo, so... Because she enables all of the bad habits of all the athletes that are out there, and I hate on all of it. I'm crotchety. So.
You're crotchety.
Yeah, I'm a crotchety old white guy. You know, hustle down to first base, man. You know, like one of those guys.
Don't look as a throw comes in, asshole. Straight ahead, blinders.
Yeah,
tight hips.
Yeah, but I felt like it was a really really big win because I got. Sean Avery from the Rangers to agree with me last week that J.R. Smith acts like an asshole. So, I mean, I feel like I'm...
Way to go on a limb for that one.
I feel pretty good.
Hey, is LeBron James black too, Sean Avery?
Yeah, he is.
Is Hitler a bad guy? All right.
Getting Sean Avery to talk shit about somebody is like asking the sun to rise tomorrow. I mean, honest to Christ.
He's
going to
be a Broadway actor, man. He's transitioning into Broadway.
If you don't know who he is, Monica,
You mean he's just transitioning?
Oh.
Yeah, a lot of people think that. He's been accused of homosexuality throughout his NHL career.
Sean Avery played for...
I don't even know.
He played for the Rockies, if I'm correct, right? Avalanche, sorry. He played for the Avalanche, right?
Yeah, well, he was really known for...
Rangers, Kings, obviously, Kings.
Kings and the Stars.
Dallas, right.
And he was the most hated man in hockey for a solid decade.
Yeah.
They created a rule for him called the Avery Rule because the Rangers-Devils playoff, was it Eastern Conference Finals? I don't know. Was it 07?
It's all sounding about right.
Yeah, it's around there. He was standing in front of Brodeur, Martin Brodeur.
He's the greatest goaltender of all time.
I agree with that. Yeah.
One of.
I think, okay. I mean, go on. But you're right.
He was jumping in front of him up and down to create the screen. And he
turned to him.
Yeah.
He turned to him eye to eye. They're on the power play.
Right.
And instead of screening, like just screening he literally turned his back to the puck and was sticking his stick in Marty Brodeur's eye.
And he was jumping up and down,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And then they scored on that play, and Brodeur lost his shit, and they created a rule called the Avery Rule.
That night.
Again, what did I say before?
Great claim to fame.
Batman does not fuck around. Yeah. The Commissioner of the NHL does not fuck around.
He's no Roger Goodell.
What a piece of shit he is, huh, Goodell? Oh, God.
I don't know. Should we, like, allow beatings, maybe? Domestic violence, racism? I don't know. It's football.
Well, to be fair, they let it go on for... It's been going on for years. And then, finally, it just so happened that people started taking this shit very, very seriously. Wife beating, killing, I guess, too. I say that tongue-in-cheek. And they demanded...
Fuck Ray Lewis. Go on.
Right. That motherfucker. And then they finally, you know, Goodell was a commissioner where they made him put his foot down when it came to domestic violence.
Yeah, I mean, you know, when you see Ray Rice landing the punch of the year in an elevator, it doesn't really leave you a lot of, you know... And I don't
that was a holy shit.
Initially,
I don't want to give Goodell any credit at all because he's gonna give Ray Rice 2-game suspension.
Right.
And I know Ray. I used to work out Ray. Great guy. Don't know what his...
Humble brag, ding!
Yeah, but... I mean,
and I liked it when he hit me. I'm kind of into that, right?
He's a really dude, really nice, really nice guy. Was always talking about his mom. Rarely cursed, man. Like I've known some guys, unfortunately, that have been like serial domestic abusers. Like growing up in New York and New Jersey, like we all kind of know these guys, as they call it in you know, parts of my family, the Irish Kiss. You know, so,
oh, shit.
So you know, you kind of get an idea of who these people are. That
they're usually kickers in the NFL. Usually kickers, long snappers. You would have no idea.
They're like, I don't get to hit on the field. But so.
It was the severity of it. And the fact that Goodell, Goodell saw the video. And he was like, yeah, two games is fine. It's fine.
I mean, that wasn't like arguing and I hit her. No. That was a fucking cold cock. Like, if you hit a dude like that, you would go to jail.
He's going to sleep. Yeah.
And somehow, the left hook from hell wasn't the worst part of that video. It was him dragging her by the hair out. And like, come on, get up. Get up. Come on, it's not that bad. Bro, you just stole her jaw from off her face.
That was a Mortal Kombat fatality.
Yeah, right? Oh, yeah, come on. This was crazy. And then you're dragging her out. Come on, I got shit to do. Get out of the elevator.
Goodell's a piece of shit because it's been reported many times, many ways, that if Merry the general... Christmas. I know, thank you. Tis the season! Oh, wait, we can't say Merry Christmas. I forgot! That was me my other day at work. People like, Happy Holidays, enjoy your holidays. I said, no, Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Except for the ones I know are Jewish. Then I say, hey, enjoy Hanukkah. And I have no problem saying that. But I digress. Anyway, if the public saw what Goodell was presented with when it came to Spygate, the first major one, they said there were mountains of evidence showing how they cheated, and Goodell then had all that evidence destroyed, which would send the public in a tizzy. So everyone goes, "Oh, Deflategate! What an overreaction!" No, that's called the fucking makeup call there.
That's putting Al Capone away for 14 years for tax.
Yeah, that's called when OJ got fucking nailed for beating up that guy in Vegas.
Yeah,
that's what that is. That's the makeup call.
You want to talk about Spygate? If you want to see something interesting, look up Marshall Faulk. Talking about how they knew in 2001.
I know the story.
They knew that the Patriots were stealing signals and that it was stealing
everybody
signs.
Everybody knew, because I have a friend who works in football too, and everybody.
So this is like the start of the dynasty. So the head coach, it was Martz, I think.
Yeah.
It brings the entire team down into the conference room of the hotel the night before the Super Bowl, and they say, look, we're going to script out the first series of plays. Here's the first 10 plays we're running no matter what. They used formations they hadn't used that year. They used calls they hadn't used that year. And he says that Vrabel, Brewski, and McGinnis were all
shouting him out.
Out the plays. Yeah. And so Marshall Faulk, if you ever get a chance, it's on YouTube, but Marshall Faulk, any chance he has to talk about Belichick and the Patriots, he just goes off. He thinks they should all be suspended forever, that the Rams should be granted that Super Bowl.
Belichick is a psychopath.
Well, the Spygate thing would have never happened if Mangini was his guy. Yeah. Mangini went to Belichick and was like, don't do this. I know what you're doing. Don't do it to me. And Belichick was like, do something. Do something about it. Mangini routed him out.
Then the New York football Giants beat them in the Super Bowl. Up your dickhole, New England.
You're welcome, America.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
That was funny. 18-1? Yeah. Oh, 18-1.
But how messed up is it that Belichick is still in the league crushing it, and Mangini's like, what's Mangini? On TNA Wrestling? Like, what is he doing?
Is he even on the NFL Network or some shit?
But I'm just saying. So, if he's the guy that actually... Just go that... Now, that is really American.
Ready? Watch this. Eric Mangini is the Jose Canseco of the NFL. You like that?
I don't know.
That's the same thing. It's a whistleblower who drew fucking thing and now he's out.
He got blackballed.
Jose Canseco never got a chance. Jose Canseco, you know who he is, right? Jose Canseco.
Yeah.
For those of you nerdy comics who listen to this fucking podcast and don't know what we're talking about, Jose Canseco was an amazing baseball player. He was on massive amounts of steroids in the 80s and 90s.
First 40-40 guy.
Exactly. And
I think I saw his wife naked and she's like a bodybuilder.
Yes.
What was that's he like? What I know. I'm like, yes. I know.
Okay. He was like, what, 8 short of 500?
It's right there.
Yeah, and no team would give him a chance after he wrote his first book.
No. He wrote the book because no team would
say. Oh, that's it. I got it wrong.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And he didn't just write the book.
Right.
He named names.
Oh, yeah.
And
Palmeiro, all those guys.
You don't fucking name names. Like, how many times do I have to? You don't fucking name names. All right.
If you ever wanted to hear a Hungarian do an Italian impression, see.
I could have sworn I was looking at Meryl Streep. Meryl Streep. Give me a word.
I get that.
Yeah. Meryl Streep from Meryl Jersey, Street. Fun fact.
Is that right?
I think she's from Madison, Meryl Streep.
Is that right?
True Meryl? Story. I know, 100% I know she's from Jersey. I think it's Madison.
Doesn't surprise me.
I mean, listen,
we're
great
talented
people.
As yeah, fuck.
We are. Good looking sons of bitches, too. Just the women, though. Ugh,
we're entertaining as shit. You know my favorite part about Jersey is there's not a single virgin over 13 years old in the entire state.
Especially in the Spanish communities, too. Oh. You know why it's funny? Because it's true. Okay.
You saw that woman on the internet sold her virginity for $1 million or something like that?
They have no! Like years ago that going around.
Like for yeah. fucking... No, she got like some shitty ass cut of it.
What do you mean?
Because she...
wasn't this the shit. Plot of Taken? Isn't this what Liam Neeson was going through all that bullshit to like save his daughter's virginity? Like, I mean, this woman's out there on eBay.
Did you make a messy poo?
I did.
All
right, hold on. How do you not have Kleenex in here?
Because I shoot it in the garbage. There is no Kleenex next to the lube.
So, no, she said something about how she was going to sell her virginity because her family's house burned down. Like you, and then so this guy, this pimp got in on it, and I think, like, he's selling it for $1 million, and then she's getting, like, $200,000 off of it. And then she's
pre-taxes like, or post-taxes? We all want to know.
Well, it's got, I don't know, but she's definitely getting taxed on it because she can't keep her mouth shut.
So what, yeah, what, so.
And then apparently now she's like, I think I'm just going to do this for a while and then I'll go to college.
Yeah, I think so, yeah, yeah, you know. Okay. Yeah, I don't know.
But who wants to pay to take someone's virginity? Like, yeah, it's kind of cool in theory, like, oh, I took her virginity, bro. Again, this joke's been done many times. It's like, but what, when you're actually doing it, it's not great.
Yeah, that's a messy
I'm willing to bet money that person's going to discover. Maybe she's not a virgin.
Yeah, I think so too. Right?
I get
how do they verify it? You got to bring it back to like medieval times? Like,
intact timing?
Yeah, I don't think that works anymore.
They're going to hang the sheet with blood out.
Yeah, right? Like, it's real. Yeah. And does she have to walk around town if they discover?
Shame.
Oh my God.
With a scarlet letter.
Can you imagine? Yeah, they brand her. Your hymen was not intact.
She's like, yeah, imagine it is intact. Oh, she's like, I may be a virgin in the front, but in the back,
it's party on, Wayne. Yeah. That's what the Christians do.
Well, that's I was gonna say.
You get married as a virgin, but your asshole is like the fucking Lincoln Tunnel.
Is that right?
Yep.
Full of congestion and smells and
proof for it didn't happen.
I've never had a woman openly offer me anal. I've always had to like kind of cajole and negotiate to getting it.
I like how Kevin quantified that he's never had a woman offer him anal.
But dudes are like, you're kind of cute there, Blondie.
They rub up on him like cats.
You know, it's fine. I've only been hit on, like, knowingly. And again, I'm a guy, so it has to be blatant for me to pick up on it. Like, blatantly been hit on by a dude 3 times. Like, I'm not counting eye fucks on the subway. I'm counting, like, blatantly hit on by a dude
like
3 times. One guy was in Atlantic City, drunk, and we were playing, like, fucking Caribbean Stud. I was young. I didn't know better. Caribbean
irony.
Stud. And the guy, I'm just bullshit. It's my buddy, me, and some other Indian dude. And we're just talking, then he gets up and leaves. As he leaves, he kind of like grabs my leg and squeezes. I'm like, what the fuck was that? And he kind of gives me a wink and walks away. Like, all right. thanks. But other than that, like, not like been blatantly hit on by gay guy. Again, the looks, you get the stare downs, okay, but not the fucking let's fuck kind of thing.
So this time last year, we're in a cone of trust here. So
yeah, this and also on a podcast.
Yeah,
but okay, also go on. Nobody will find out. Don't worry, nobody listens.
So I was actually at the holiday party for Stand Up New York last year, right around this time. I guess there was like a Comedy Central casting thing, or who knows what the fuck it was. Whole bunch of people there, holiday party, a lot of fun.
Was there too?
So I'm sitting at the bar bullshitting, and there's this older gentleman. Short guy, older
gay.
Gentleman.
That already sounds gay.
Very long story short, you know, he said he was a producer on Fox News, and that he had connections
the two
to X's. Connections to go to connections with the Daily Show and this and that blah blah blah. Thought it was really funny this and that blah blah blah. You know, come back to his apartment, all this other shit. So I go downstairs, and this is after a couple beers and an hour with this guy. And I'm like, literally look myself in the mirror, and I'm like, would you suck this guy's dick to get on the Daily Show? Like, seriously, would you do it?
No, because I don't agree with their politics.
No, you gotta let them do it. Like sometimes that's all you gotta do is you just gotta put it in their mouth.
So here's the story I heard on Stern.
Would you do that?
I don't know.
To get on the Daily Show?
But what was so funny about this whole thing to me is like when I was playing minor league ball, we would be on the buses for these hours. We would play these like dumbass games like, would you eat a spoonful of shit out of Angelina Jolie's ass for $1 million?
Yep.
Like, And we'd be like, no way, bro. You know,
yeah, you because, would.
Because we were all so young and dumb, and we were all going to the big
and
leagues
now
anyway.
And ask for free.
That's what I'm saying. So, like, we were going to the big leagues anyway. What do I need $1 million for? Another 2 years, I'm going to have $1 million. You know, nah.
Signing bonus, that ain't shit.
Know? Yeah, now, fast forward 5 years, I'm in the dregs of the New York comedy circuit, and I'm literally looking at myself in the mirror, like, trying to convince myself not to suck this guy's dick for a segment on The Daily Show. And I'm like, I want to explain to this guy, like, dude, man, I really appreciate you hitting on me, but, like, I've never done this before. I wouldn't be any good at it. Like, I got bristle on my beard. I'm going to use teeth. Like, think about the first time I got head.
You're
I was
overthinking
like,
it.
Yeah.
You're overthinking
it. Like, it's not going to happen, man. And then I'm taking it to the next step. Like, all right, so I do this, and this guy doesn't get me the gig on The Daily Show. I have to kill him, right? Like, I have to murder him.
Right, right. Oh, yeah.
So, like, I have to. And, like, so I'm like, okay.
But then you'll get TV credit with Forensic Files.
But this is what I'm saying. So in a short period of, like, 6 years, and this is maybe what New York City does, and this is what comedy does, you've gone from, I would never do anything disgusting at any point for any amount of money, because I'm going to make it anyway, too. I would both suck the dick of a gay guy and then murder him for a 5-minute segment on the fucking Daily Show. You know what I mean? Like, you know, what a 5 years. What would 5 years would do?
Listen, progress. It's cool. We all mm-hmm. evolve.
My favorite kind of story like that is, I think it was Joey Fatone was on Stern years ago, and he was talking about Lou Pearlman, who managed the Backstreet Boys and NSYNC. And he said, Lou Pearlman also, now he's in jail for fucking pedophile shit.
Get out of here, bro.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So this is going to tie in. He's like,
makes sense, actually.
He's like, Lou came to him and said, if you really want to make it big, instead of just doing this boy band shit because the bubble's going to burst, you need to fucking take care of me. And he goes, and one person did. And he goes, I'm not going to name names, but I want you.
Timberlake?
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here.
He goes, look at him. He goes, he's the only one of that whole boy band circuit that fucking, like, made it, quote unquote.
What do you mean by take care of me?
But what about
like,
Lance?
Take care of me, take care of me?
Like, took that, yeah, he was like, he fucking went down that road.
Fatone said this, like, out loud?
On Stern. He was on Stern.
Well, now we know why there won't be an NSYNC reunion tour.
Oh,
and, you know, and I would have figured J.C. Shazazz would have been 100% on board with that. You
Wait,
know?
What was Lance?
And then the other one, he's actually gay. Like, he would have totally done it.
Yeah, he's like, all right, no problem.
Yeah.
Okay, twist my arm.
Well, so he probably did, and then nothing happened.
Justin Timberlake is married to Jessica Biel, though, now,
yes.
right? And he's a multi... Yeah, yes. I mean, I took a dick in my ass for Jessica Biel on a multi-million-dollar movie contract. Why not?
I mean, he was slashing major puss before he even got Jessica Biel, too, I might add.
Yeah, you know what, man? Sure. Hey, look, bro, I mean, you know, it's all Greek to me.
Funny thing, exactly, and like the tie-in there. How cute.
Wow, this took a turn.
See, this is you said, what's the topic today? No, because it just takes a head of its own, and we just...
Happy holidays out there, by the way. You know, happy birthday, Jesus, you know, and...
Somebody was like, what do you guys talk about? And I was like, well, it's called Safe Word. And they were like, well, do you just talk about, like, different safe words? I'm like, it's not like the fucking scene in Best in Show, you know, where he's like, hazelnut, peanut, pine nut. Like, I'm like, we don't just sit here and name
like how,
safe words.
I like how someone's asking you really important questions about our podcast, like people actually give a shit. That's the best compliment I've heard all day.
I think he was trying to fuck me.
Name names.
Did he say he was a producer at Vox?
Comedy Time TV.
Comedy Time! You mean that's a panelist on episode 4 of Comics Watching Comics? You mind your P's and Q's.
Oh my god. I don't know that I've ever even been propositioned that way.
What do you mean?
Which I don't know if I should be offended or not.
I should be,
right?
Like the old quid pro quo?
Yeah.
You mean like you have not been approached by hashtag Heron Entertainment?
Hey, bang me and I'll let you do a 6-person bringer.
Yeah, right?
I'll cut it to 3.
I'm like, wait, is a 6-person bringer in my puss or I'm confused?
Now it's party.
Welcome to the stage, finger cuffs, everybody. Yeah! You like that? That was a callback from Wednesday night when Monica and I were quaffing beverages and talking shit.
Because I was always like, some women have that fantasy of like the threesome with two guys, and I'm like, I just think like I would feel like a Chinese finger cuff.
Have you ever taken on?
It's more like a turducken,
two guys, no?
You know?
A turducken.
And then you get to have John fucking Madden's chin in your face.
Oh, all of them. All three of them.
Oh, here's a guy. I can't go do a good John Madden, so I'm not going to try. Here's a guy. That's all I
know. You're right.
No, Brett Favre. Brett Favre, yeah.
Good call.
Yeah, okay. Good call. Impressions are not my jam.
Oh, my God. No, I've never had a threesome.
No?
No.
Just never wanted to or never had the chance?
Well, all right. Fine. Here we go.
I mean,
Kevin, it's only gay if we make eye contact.
Right.
That's true. High low, high low.
We're allowed,
high
five after we wash our hands and everything in the next room.
Yeah, especially the double stuff. Like the double stuff.
Oh, shit.
Like, all it would take is for my balls to rub up against his one time.
But you can
never
feel
talk
it.
To
like, I talked
again.
To guys and they're like, yeah, you can kind of feel the other guy's dick. I mean, there's just a.
Kind
thing.
Of. What you
I believe
you
yeah. can. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's you know it's it we're not exactly talking about like an insulated layer of concrete separating the two the entrance from the exit, if you will.
I can't even.
You probably saw a nice friction fire in there.
Yeah.
If you guys time it right together,
it's about warmth. It's about warmth. It's time it right together.
Jesus Christ!
Yeah.
Bow, bow, bow. You gotta have like water spurting in there, like the jackhammers in the city, to make sure nothing doesn't crack. You know, you gotta keep it hydrated. You know, you gotta. Oh my god.
Oh shit.
And yeah, you get your rhythm and sing together too, like that. Yeah. You can't be going.
Like on the train, on like the 1920s train, like forward.
Oh,
back,
the paddle
forward.
Car, the paddle car,
the paddle car. Yeah. The paddle car.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
So apparently,
that's why I've never done that.
Yeah,
because I would get too immature, guys.
Yeah, it's like if you have like crew or something like that. Somebody has to be the leader.
Strong.
Hey, keep pace. Let's go.
And if one guy's paddle breaks, he has to jump off into the river to have less resistance.
To the right.
I got it from here.
You're leading too far right.
God, you guys are insane.
We need to fucking work that out. Now.
Also, she almost got away with this. She said, I've never had a threesome with two guys.
Ah. No, I said, I've never had a threesome.
Period.
And then he said something about finger cuffs. And I said, we were talking about how, like, there's a fantasy for women. And I'm kind of like, no, because with my luck, they get stuck and just have to pull me apart or something.
Oh, hey, you know. I imagine it would get very sticky.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, like...
Like two pieces of fly paper together.
Yeah, eventually.
Right.
Yeah.
Wait, have you guys had threesomes? I've heard mixed reviews. Like, some people have had great threesomes. And then some people are like, you know...
The answer...
It's great in porn, but it's a lot of, like... Like, I'm very... I like to be in the moment. I like to focus.
Yeah.
I have not.
I have missed out because... Well, I'll tell you the fucking two times. Once was with her on vacation. I had two other women, and they approached her and wanted all of us to go up. And I'm like, please say yes. Please say yes. Don't you fuck this up.
You had three women?
No. It had been her and two other women. It would have been a foursome.
Right.
Right. Pretty fucking cool, right?
Yeah, I think that's high score.
Right. She goes, I don't share. And she fucking shot that.
What a bitch.
Well, I don't know why I married her. another time was I was pledging the fraternity. Surprise, surprise.
What kind of vows did you have at your wedding where it wasn't like, dude,
I should have wrote those
when
in.
When we're in Turks and Caicos.
Actually, we were in Cozumel. But
they wanted you more than they wanted me. You should have taken
that.
Actually,
not true.
Actually,
like,
not,
if
no,
they
not true.
You,
no.
We got to do it.
No, not true. They approached me. And she just happened to come back down. She went to the room to get something. She came back down.
That's the problem.
And the one girl caught on. She's like, oh, just telling your husband how hot you are. Not husband, boyfriend now. At this time of the story. And she goes, I just want to say, I love you. Join us all. But the other two were working and getting me in there. And I was like, I'm just going to see what this girl is. I can't do shit, but I'm going to see how it is. And then she came down. And then they said, oh, let's all go up together. And she goes, I don't fucking share. You know, lady. I call her Lady Deathstrike from X-Men with Wolverine. That's like Wolverine's counterpart, the foot female.
Yeah.
The claws came out. And the other time when I was in fraternity, I was pledging, and it was the one weekend we didn't have anything going on, so we were all just balls fucking tired. But some of us were like, let's all get together, drink, and just hang out, just, you know, all of us. And the ASAs came over just to hang out, their pledges, and we were bullshitting. One thing led to another. And we're back in my room. It was me and a pledge brother and this girl. And she's like, yeah. She's like, let's all get down. And I had like five beers or something. Nothing crazy, but enough to like, with all the lack of sleep, the next thing I remember was I woke up the next morning and everyone was gone. I'm like, what the fuck? I call my buddy, go, what happened? He goes, you passed out right when she was about to fuck us both. And I took her back and fucked her. I'm like, well, at least you won. He goes, and there was no waking you. He's like, I tried waking you like four times, which probably was like once, kind of like a.
Which would have been rape at this point. Right.
My boy, yeah. And he's like, dude, you're gone. I'm like, okay, thank you. That's awesome. So no official threesome.
I think like I overthink it. That's probably why I'm not really into it. Because I'm like, all right, so you're with another. I was like, I don't want to like smell her pussy on your breath.
Well, do you find other women attractive, first of all?
You know what's really, so here's, it's interesting, I think, because I find women very sexy, very attractive.
Oh.
I've attempted, that sounds stupid, but like I've definitely been open to it, we'll put it that way. But then like a couple times, you know, like a woman's kissed me or something and I'm just like, I'm not, I don't know,
it doesn't click. No, it doesn't click.
Right.
I didn't like it.
Not that I didn't, yeah, I mean it wasn't like bad or anything like that, but you know, it's, there's just that like,
I'm into it or not.
Totally. So it's a weird thing because I'm like, I see women all the time and I'm like, oh, that woman's so hot or gorgeous or whatever. But.
Monica goes, is it, you call that a kiss, you faggot? Let's go. Yeah. My mother kisses better than that. Give me your best shot.
Oh, don't go there. Please don't go there.
So you've only made out with women and that's...
I haven't even made out with them necessarily.
No. Now you look ridiculously like Meryl Streep with what you're doing right now.
You do.
Oh.
It's like a Kramer versus Kramer pose right here.
You should probably say what I'm doing because they're like, what is she doing?
She's collecting her fifth Oscar.
She's literally in a white turtleneck with her blonde hair strewn over the side of her hand as she leans on her elbow like she's taking a headshot.
But taking it in the head.
But true.
But trying to look not too busy, but being busy enough in that headshot look. Like, oh, by the way, aren't headshots, like comic headshots, like the fucking, like most of them are just the worst. The worst headshots.
Well, like, I mean, I think there are a couple of photographers that do a great job, but I think just, well, first of all, the whole concept of a headshot is just
it's antiquated. It's outdated.
It's like so.
But they still want headshots. Like, oh, send me headshots.
You know what pisses me off, though, is I finally fucking paid. I have two sets of headshots and then, like, somebody will just go into my Facebook profile and pick, like, the shittiest picture and put it on their flyer. And I'm like, really?
Yeah. Here's Monica giving the eating pussy finger between the tummy and fingers. Yeah. Featuring Movita. That's hilarious.
Victory, Trump's America.
I saw one on the Facebook. Yeah, exactly. On the Facebook, like, friends you may know. Like, there's one guy, he's got a picture. The best headshot ever. He's got a gun in his mouth, his eyes closed. That's the funniest headshot I've ever seen.
Oh my god, are you serious? Yeah. Holy shit. Wow.
Which sums up comedy pretty fucking well.
That's hardcore though, man. That's hardcore.
That photographer knows how to capture his essence. Yeah.
Was it Annie Leibovitz? Okay. That's like one of two photographers. That and Ansel Adams, but he only knows nature. So, or did nature.
I felt so vain when I got my last headshots by the wonderful Phil Provencio.
We're cutting that in post. He doesn't pay to advertise this podcast. Sorry, Phil.
I love him.
Plug! Cut!
He's a good guy. But I just felt so vain, too, because I was like, well, I was like, could you, because I got some wrinkles, or I was like, okay, I think my arm looks fat in this. Could you maybe photo? And it's so.
He's like, lady,
I'm like, now you know every piece of vanity I have about my body, my face. I'm like, could you?
Guys are like, what do you want? Just shoot it. I'm good. Yeah, I mean, it's not a big deal.
Yeah.
Done. I mean, this
is not true, man. I mean, you know, angles are really important with that.
Well, when you have a face like this, it's not really important. Except for the bald spot in the back of my head. Other than that, we're good to go.
Nothing from over the top.
Yeah, I'm 6'2". It's most people do not see over you.
Lucky bastard.
I know. Thank God. Sorry, Italians who are 5'4" and balding.
With more hair on their neck and shoulders than they have on their head.
Yuck.
That sucks. I know those poor guys. They've got an entire sweater of hair and then they're bald on top.
Why is your t-shirt puffy?
Yuck.
That's gorgeous. Is that goose down? Oh, no.
is that a triple fat goose?
That's body hair.
How is dating in Denver now? I had
a subject change.
I mean, you were on a... Oh, my buddy called me.
Well, so I got to Denver, and I was like, shits and giggles, let me get on Tinder. And yeah. I...
Should be on Thrinder if you want that threesome to happen, goddammit.
Bumble. Bumble. Bumble.
I know, I've heard. But Bumble. I don't actually... I hate...
I'm Why Bumble?
Because I make the move.
It's because chicks call it dick on demand. The girl's got to hit
it's
you all, up.
Well, it's about fucking time.
It's dick on demand.
Jesus Christ. There's nothing better as a single man when I was. When I just was kicked back at a bar.
Reminisce.
Right?
Back in 1993.
Yeah, right.
Back when America was great again.
Back when dial-up internet was a rage. No. It was cable. No, like, when you're out with your buddies and then you're just... It's like, you know what it's like? It's like you're a cat. As a guy talking to women, you're a catcher. You're out there five, six games a week. You're fucking gruel. You're a catcher. Fucking 9 innings, sometimes extra innings. And you're just like, you know what? The backup's got to go in there. I need a day off. And that day off is when the girl comes up and starts bullshitting with you and everything just happens that way. There's nothing better than just having that kind of backup catcher moment. Done.
I mean, that's
Bumble on the reg. So.
Shit.
I don't like the online dating stuff. But, you know, I mean, I was new to town. All my friends are married. And so I was like, well, I don't know. Maybe it just makes sense to, like, go out, you know? And it was funny because I got, I was talking to, like, several people. And then there was one guy. It was hilarious. He had just moved to Denver from Phoenix. And
Isn't that reverse?
Well, it was for business, and he was just like, hey, he's like, you're beautiful, you know, whatever. Like, you're nice. And he sounded very polite, and then, like, three text messages in, or whatever notes in, he's just like, so listen, I love cunnilingus, and I would love to come over and meet you out. I just love, and you know, and I'm sitting there, and I'm like, this guy probably thinks that that's what a girl wants to hear, but I'm like,
wrong.
Not on fucking Tinder. I don't want to hear that you just love to eat pussy, and it's just all over the place, and you know, again, I'm just like, that's not... That's like my fucking sex club story the chick, the couple came up and then the guy was like, yo, you know, my girl thinks you're hot and likes your outfit and whatever. And
that's the worst Puerto Rican accent I've ever heard.
Who said it was Puerto Rican?
You did in your story.
You fucking racist.
You did in your story.
Anyhow.
And lawyer.
How'd you know it was Puerto Rican?
Huh?
The smell.
Huh?
The smell. And her collection of knives and hubcaps. Okay, sorry.
Well, she was 6 months pregnant.
Because she went out of there without your mom.
No, but I was, like, laughing because I was like, you know, we're not here. We're good. And so they start to walk away. And then the chick, like, comes back around. She's like, yo, you know, I just want to say I eat pussy, like, real good. You can ask anybody up in here. And I was like, I don't want references from everybody in a sex club about the fact that you eat good pussy. Like, ew, gross. Like,
next time that happens, all you say is pics or it didn't happen. So
Nice. It's funny, though, because at least once a day you go on Facebook and you see a woman complaining, it's so hard dating in New York. All the guys are just, ugh. And here's my answer, ladies. Stop talking with vocal fry. That might improve your fucking odds. Instead of going, oh, my God, like, we went to the store.
So we went to the store.
And then I got then some fresh like, salmon.
Oh, my God. That's where I'm like, sex starts with duct tape.
Yuck.
Like, that's the foreplay. Like,
maybe guys wouldn't be so turned off to without your horrible communication skills and diction.
It's hard in New York, though, because I've always
been in New York. There's fucking how many million dudes there?
No, but relationships.
All the women in New York have been conditioned to think that the guy that they're talking to is a rapist, though. So, I mean, there's like... There's this inherent...
Don't hang out in Spanish Harlem, then.
I think it depends what you mean. First of all, I think it depends what you mean. Like, it's hard. For me, when I was living here, you know, I initially wanted to be in a relationship, and I found it hard to be in a relationship because everybody was game playing. you know, you're a slave to your options. Like, you find somebody who's good, but then you're like, yeah, but maybe I'll go out with this person Thursday night because... And then I started doing comedy.
Yeah.
Right. Then I started doing comedy, and then it kind of became, fuck, man, like, you know, this day's not going anywhere. There's no chemistry. I could have just gone to a mic. I should have taken that spot. I should stop trying to be a regular human being.
So you weren't passionate about that. Right. You were passionate about...
It must have been one shitty date if you were considering going to a mic. Versus going to.
Well, it's not that it's a shitty date. It's just when you sit down and then you're just like, yeah, there's no chemistry. Dude, there was one guy. So I'm, you know, I want to have some attraction, but I'm not like hugely hung up on like the guy has to be hot. I'm more about like the chemistry.
Me too. I mean, hold on.
So I remember meeting this guy for a date and he was, you know, not like you wouldn't look at his picture and be like, oh, he's cute. But he wasn't, like, terrible. He was kind of quirky. Not quirky looking, but, like, he had a quirky style to him. Anyhow, he was very clever in all our exchanges.
Let me guess, a lot of puns?
No, he was just, he was smart and clever. So I was like, you know what? Don't be a dick. Go out with him. You never know. Like, you could have chemistry. It could end up being good. Like, whatever. So I met him. Actually, I told him to come to Climat. And, because I was like, that's my safe space.
Is that how you say that?
Klein? I say Klein.
Whatever.
I say Klein.
Whatever. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So,
fuck the Polish.
I was like, that's my safe space. And he shows up.
It's Czech, actually.
No, it's Polish.
It's Polish.
Yeah, yeah, it's Polish. So, you know, I'm sitting there, and this happened to me often, where he comes in, and I'm like, oh, yeah, no, I was wrong. I mean, A for effort, Vita, but you're wrong. And he comes in with, like, one of those big furry winter hats and just dressed
like he's part of the Russian
weird.
Spetsnaz.
Yeah. Oh, it gets better. So
in the gayest part of the gayest city, like, of America, too, yeah.
So we're sitting there and, you know, we're having a nice time. And I'm always very nice on dates. Like, I'm not a dick. I don't, like, if I'm there, I'm there. So we're having a, you know, conversation.
I guess
conversation.
We should just take her word on that. Oh, yeah. She's talking shit about a stranger on a podcast. But yeah, no problem. Anyway.
Well, very nice.
No, but you know how, like, you hear
I know
these
nice.
Stories.
I'm the nicest. Ask anybody.
Well, no,
great.
But I said you hear these stories about girls who are just like, eh, or, you know, like, yeah, I gotta go, or what. Like, I don't
guess,
do that.
I'm messing with you, because, I mean, I've been on a bunch of Tinder dates, and I'm pretty sure that the girls were just really super hungry and wanted lunch. So, like, you know
okay,
what I'm saying?
So. Okay. So, anyhow, but we're, so he just, like, immediately almost starts, like, feeling my thigh, and you're so attractive, and I'm like,
wrong.
I know. Oh, what?
I'm you don't not, ever no, admit kidding. That in the first fucking date, dummies.
I know. Well, anyhow, so then he's
like,
starts, like,
15.
I think I had a show that night, and he just didn't want to, like, leave, and I was like, I gotta go. And
maybe it's cold outside.
So then he offers me a ride to my show. It was cold outside, and I was like, I really shouldn't, but I'm
no
fucking
means,
cold.
No.
I have to go across town, whatever. So I'm like, all right, fine. So I'm like, okay, that's cool. If you don't mind driving me, great. Dude, no fucking joke. We get to his car. It is a Barbie doll pink Geo. The
Walk tracker?
Yes!
Damn, I mean, this was like 1998.
Well, he didn't have a fucking key for it because he lost it and because they haven't made it, so he had to like jimmy it with like a screwdriver
Shut
that he carried. I
seriously?
Swear to God, and like an asshole, I get in this guy's car. And I was just
What's
like.
What's his horn? Bum, 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 bum.
Dude, I was just like, yeah, you know what? That was my Samaritan, good Samaritan move for.
So you get to the place and you're just like, pizza!
Yeah, I was just, he's like, oh, I'd love to see you again. I was like, nothing.
I'm moving to Colorado!
I felt so bad. But I feel bad too because, like,
you should sell your girl, you should sell your Barbie car. Bye!
Take the subway, it's okay here.
Leave it open, leave your car abandoned in the middle of the Bronx. No one's gonna give a shit.
Yeah, exactly.
Still
I can't believe this. It's like only me. But that's the thing, like, when I go out on a date, I'm nice, I'm not a dickhead, and then, you know, the guys are like, oh, you're attractive and you're not spitting in my face. Like, this is going well.
God,
like,
this
no.
is, I need to fucking, I'd love to open up a wingman service. I'd love to slap the shit out of most of these guys. Like, no, 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 you're just you're doing it wrong.
You can't be Will Smith, man. You can't be.
Hitch?
You can't be Will Smith.
We had this idea in 1998, my buddy and I. But that was well before Hitch came out.
We're back to the 90s.
Yeah, right? It's a great time.
I got married 3.5 years ago. It's like I'm locked down forever. Jesus Christ.
I'm here to give you shit.
I know that. Finally.
I gotta keep you. Yeah.
Man, it's just so.
You miss me, motherfucker.
I know.
Not
it's,
really, no.
It's funny, especially these comics, like, it's so hard getting laid. No, it's not. Here's rule number one. Don't be creepy. That's fucking three quarters of the battle. Don't be creepy.
But they don't understand what that means.
I will say, up here in this area of the country, it's very different than any other area of the country. Like, you get laid on resume out here. Like, yeah. You know, what do you do for a living? What part of the city do you live in? Like, I had a girl that I was seeing, you know, before my girlfriend now. And once she found out I was in Jersey, she was like, that was a deal breaker. Like, I was 100%. In Bosnia or something like that.
I was in Brooklyn.
Yeah, she literally said
that. People were like, oh, no. And I'm like, I work in Midtown. I'm in Manhattan all the time, except when I go to sleep.
Literally said, I don't do bridge and tunnel. No, I don't do bridge and tunnel. Like,
I know.
Like, you're second class citizen. Why? Come on, man. I'm sorry. I have a great place in Red Bank. Awesome. Really fantastic
and
place.
And I make more than you do.
Yeah, exactly. And not for nothing, you know.
You know what's also hilarious? You ask that same bitch, what do you want? Two things. One, she'll be like, well, you know, I just want to find a good guy that I can, like, get married and settle down. Have a nice place in Red Bank. You're already, like, a third there, dumbass. And then the other thing is, like, well, what do you look for in a guy? And inevitably, the first 3 to 5 things are all, like, super shallow. You know, it's like, good job, translation money.
Yep.
You know, knows how to drive.
Good family. It's not just translation money. It's also... like, I can brag to people about my husband or boyfriend's job position. So, like, you know, there are people that don't make a lot of money as, like, FAs, but they, well, he's a VP
when they, like, roll up and they're just, like, swinging dicks at a bar, and I'm like, oh, let me get this for you because I know you don't make a lot of money, honey. But it's funny because these bitches are like, oh, but he treats me like, you know, I'm like, what? He treats you like a trophy?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, you want a guy, you want the same things. You just want the material, shallow things. Like, why are you then surprised? It's a business deal, then.
Feminism.
Fly over country and down south. The girls will be like, you're cute and he's funny. And then that's actually legitimately like what they like. And then they'll want you to grow into. Now, they'll nag the shit out of you. You got to get a better job. Yeah. But they'll stick with you the whole time.
But I think also...
up here, it's you got to come to the table with the resume.
Yeah. Well, the thing is there, you know, and I'm finding this in Colorado, is that people want to have relationships. People are in relationships, so they want to have relationships. And here, you know, there isn't that driver. And so, yeah, you're exactly right. Like, people are, do you like this person? And I love the fact that, like, I'm older. So, I've already been married, and I don't want to get married again. So, that's great, because I don't have to sit there and think about, like, is this guy good marriage material? Is he going to be a good father to my children? Doesn't matter. I earn a good living. Don't need anybody to pay my way. Don't need him to take care of me.
None of that. Some 19-year-old with some abs. Between 7 to 9 inches, if we're being honest.
God, you know. No. I don't need a fucking fire log in my twat.
That's your new tagline in your Tinder profile. I don't want a fire log in my hooch.
Hey, yeah. Thanks
for clearing that up.
Only spark plugs need apply, all right? Yeah.
Asians, welcome to them.
Yeah,
and Jews.
This should be your Twitter profile. Don't want to get married. Been there, done that. Don't want big dick. Gives me UTI. Like, you know, you want to eat dinner? I'll pay for you. I make good money.
Who's Meryl Streep now?
Man, oh man. You're going to get every wannabe rapper in New York City hitting you up.
I'm a poet?
Yeah. Hey man, this demo is going to hit. This next tape is going
to
hit.
You're going to have guys asking to pay for their grills up, you know, for the next fucking 2 months.
Sponsored by Mo.
Just right across
Captain,
the brick. Right
Captain Save-A-Mo. Captain Save-A-Mo.
Oh, shit. That's funny.
That's awesome, man. But I'm telling you, it's just different. Like you said, like if you're a female and you're 35 and you're single in New York, it's not like a big deal at all. But if you're,
it's not abnormal. A big deal. Well, for maybe to them, but trust me,
baby,
I know what you're saying.
If you're female, single, when I lived in Florida, oh my god,
what's wrong with
you? Everybody thinks you're gay, and if you're not gay, something's wrong with you. You know, 100%. Like, you know, not that there's anything wrong with being gay. I'm just saying this is what they'll think.
Where'd you grow up? No, I'm just kidding.
Well, I know it, and I forget because you know I'm used to being here, and also I don't know, so I'm just in my head, and then you know I hear these comics who have such baby faces in their 20s, and they're like, so my two kids, and I'm like, what? 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 Yeah. And then I'm like, oh yeah, Dorothy, you're not, you know, I mean, yeah, they just, but
they're
that's the thing, like, they want
two kids.
Yeah.
All those poor kids, they never eat.
Well, they have a spouse that earns money, so. Yes. But it's crazy. Yeah, so that's the thing, is people want to be in relationships, so, and you're right, it is about, do I like this guy or girl? Are they good to me? You know, do we have the same interests? Can we hang out? Whatever. It's not at all so much about, you know, yeah, the resume. It doesn't matter, because that's the other thing. I mean, in Colorado, there are good jobs, but they're, you know, the prestige isn't there the same way. Like here, you know, it's like, oh, Goldman Sachs, you yeah. know? There, professional it's club. Like got Janus. It.
Are you like, in a meet the family state? Like, two dates, they got to meet the family? Like, in New York, you could date somebody for 5 years and never meet your parents.
Or like, ever yeah. see their apartment either. Like, my yeah. brother was yeah, always yeah. amazed at that. And I was just like, well, first of all, my mom's crazy, so nobody will meet her. She will just destroy that because she doesn't like me being happy. So she'll just be like, oh, really? This is the boy you are? Also, I was married to a very cute doctor, so I just like blew my load on that one. Gotcha. If they could have gotten him in the divorce, they would have totally done that.
Oh, they were willing to give you away.
Oh, 100%. Like, she still to this day is just like...
There's no chance for a comeback? No?
No, she knows that, but she's just like... her go-to is always like, no wonder he left you. And I'm like, okay.
Jesus.
Oh, yeah. No, she's... So, no, she's not going to meet anybody that I ever date.
I'm surprised you even put arsenic in her food but since you moved back to Denver.
She's been eating a lot of powdered donuts. We'll leave it there. We'll leave it there.
Nice.
Yeah, everyone's like, are you going to live with her? I'm like, fuck no. I would murder her and then just move back to New York.
I feel very queasy all the time.
She had a heart condition. Yeah, that's it. That's it.
Yes.
We thought she was going blind,
though. So weird. Her heart didn't work with a knife in it.
First time that's stopped. Yeah. I don't know.
Well, that's crazy. So yeah. How long ago did you get divorced?
Oh, that was like about 10 years ago now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no.
How did you get over it?
Right?
You're one of the only people in America that are waiting for their parents to get dementia.
Yeah. Oh, I know. She's fucking going blind. I'm like, really, God? It couldn't be a deaf-mute thing? Like, this bitch is just angry, and now she can't see either. And she can't see, but she's such an asshole. I'll go over there, and she'll be like, is that a zit? Are you getting fatter? I'm like, you can't fucking see that. You're just being mean.
Is she right, though? It's so funny. She's right.
She's got like, it's like Daredevil. She can only see the flaws on her daughter.
What's your mom, Matt Murdock? Is that his name?
Yeah. 100%. To the last.
I smell a yeast infection on you, Monica.
Oh, my God.
You need to clean out your gooch.
But you and she does, like, she makes these like huge leaps, right? Because she'll be like, if I were to say to her, oh, you know, I met somebody and we've gone out on a few dates, mm-hmm. she would immediately be like, you're a whore. And I'm like, but I only sucked a stick. No, like, she just immediately just goes off the deep end. It's nuts. Last time I was over there, we got in a huge fight because I don't know why she just went cuckoo on me. I had a baseball hat on, and we were looking to book flights, and I needed her to focus. And she's, like, puttering around. I'm like, come sit. We need to do this. And then she's like, ugh, you take the baseball hat off. I can't see your face. I'm like, I'm not taking the hat off. My hair is gross. I'm not taking it off. Can you focus?
No.
And she's just like, no, but I cannot see your face. I'm like, you know what I fucking look like. Like, focus. And immediately she goes, oh, see, this is why he left you. I'm like, why? Because I don't want to take my baseball hat off.
You should say, oh, this is why daddy left us too.
No, well, you know, this is such an asshole move, but I'm just like, you know, when dad was sick, he was like, God, I really wanted your mom to die first.
Oh my God. This is crazy.
So this is why I'm a comic. This is why I still Skype my therapist in New York City. I was like, all right. She wouldn't let me go. I was like trying to break up with her.
No, of course not. That's like, a cash cow she
no,
has in her head.
No.
She's got you on fucking tap for 3 years easily.
Wow.
Until your mom dies, at least.
She was concerned about me, rightfully so.
What's that? Your mom has AIDS? Here's some AZT in the mail. Quick, we need to keep her alive. We need to keep her alive. What's that? She's life support. No problem. I'll send her. I'll pay. Because I'll make it back times
like
two.
She's like your therapist is Matthew McConaughey. Yeah. Dropping a thunder. Thunder. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's ridiculous.
So no, nobody's going to meet her.
So we talked about your divorce, your awful parents, your lack of taste for vagina. What else can we get into today?
Welcome back. I want to go back to this how you're going to be gay for pay.
Oh,
that
no.
was fun.
I know.
You're like, no, stop.
I know. And I don't know. My girlfriend's going to listen to this too, so I'm just going to. I've let. The
is your girlfriend in comedy?
Some conversation go completely yeah. up.
Is your girlfriend in comedy?
No, not at all. No. So she's very supportive. I think you met her a couple times. Jessica,
Yeah.
Hi, Jessica.
Yeah.
Thanks for letting him come.
Over.
I promise we're wearing pants.
No need to bring that
on
up.
On our heads.
What's like the biggest difference in Denver besides the white people in the comedy scene?
It's so fucking white, dude. Yeah. Holy shit. The comedy scene is really solid. I gotta give it to him. But it's
small.
Improv
out there, don't they?
So it's Comedy Works and the Improv. Super excited. Got booked to feature last weekend in January.
Sweet.
At the Improv. So I'm excited about that. But yeah, I mean, that's the thing. So there are those two clubs, right? So I don't know. I mean, the thing that I've noticed the most, I think the work ethic and the professionalism is there. But it's, you know, it's a small scene. So it's a little clicky, which is fine, I think. But I thought New York was kind of clicky in some ways, but then you go other places and you realize, like, oh, no, this is, and everybody's all up in everybody's business. Like, we talk shit, but then, like, you know.
No, it's like that here in New York, but they will drop you in a second for somebody that can give them a spot somewhere
else. No, but my point is we talk about it, but then also, like, we've got so much going on. So, like, we may be like, oh, did you hear so-and-so's fucking? And then it's kind of like, okay, noted, and then you're like, so wait, how did you get on the, you know, like, it's just, there's so much
shit. Who books that?
Oh. Yeah, like, it's not so incestuous feeling. I don't know. But I'm also still an outsider, so take what I say with a grain of salt.
Do they have uptight, like, are they very, like, very tightwaddish when it comes to maybe rawer material?
Do they work more clean?
Not clean, but are they going to be like, if I go on there and do some of my shit, which, you know, is more...
Those audiences are definitely... They're not there because it's edgy. They're not there because they like the edgy comedy. They're there because it's date night. And they're... I mean, let me put it to you this way. Comedy Works has two locations. They're maybe 15 minutes apart. And I have friends who are like, we can't wait to see you. We saw that you were at the downtown location. Hey, let us know when you're at the south location and we'll come see you.
15 minutes away.
Yeah. I mean, it's that kind of shit where gotcha. It's like, you know, it's suburbia and...
They were either going to go square dancing or they were going to go...
Or not at all. Like, don't, you know, not go out at all. Like, it's a big to-do. So, I think, you know, if you do comedy, and it's a generalization, of course, but I think if you're doing a club, for sure, it's date night for couples. Right now, it's the holiday season, so I know clubs have, like, holiday parties, like, company parties, so everybody has to work clean. Which I think is hilarious, but I'm just like, really? I mean, look, I get, like, don't go, you know, super dark or super dirty or whatever because, but again, I think in general the audiences just are not for that. But, like, I've done a show up in Boulder, which is a college town, and they're, you know, they're a little bit more open to kind of whatever you want to say. Yeah. So... But it's just, it's different. But it's not a bad thing.
I don't even have a five clean. Not even a five. I don't even have a tight five.
And I think the way we define clean, by the way, is not even the way they define
it. I'm sure. You know? We did a Sweet 16. Oh, and I'm fucking, you remember that? That was fun.
Oh, God.
Sweet 16?
Yeah. I've done two of those.
Sweet 16?
No. Yeah.
Well, but not only that. Oh, so at first, he's like, oh, so you know it's a Sweet 16, so, like, we got to kind of keep it clean. And I was like, oh, fuck. But even worse than that was, because it was her Sweet 16, it was family.
What's up, girls? So you on Tinder?
Like, the front row was all, like, these little boys. Like,
braces everywhere, yeah.
Do you remember that little one in the front? He was just like... He was like, let's see what you got, brother. Like, he was,
you know,
really...
when it comes to that, you just do, like, public domain jokes, right? Like, you're not
even I just did crap work. Shit out of luck. And then, like, the one thing that I did about being a cougar, was it her mom?
Yeah.
It was her mom or somebody's mom who was like, woo! And I was like, oh, Betty's been sipping the sauce. She's letting live.
That's why I went last. No, at least their assholes would open up about 2 more centimeters.
They were
totally cool, though. They had a blast.
But I didn't want to, you know, like, I don't want to be a dickhead. Like, I'm not like, fuck that, I'm dirty and no matter what. You know, like, I'm not going to do that with, like, 7-year-old kids. Like, that's not fun.
But you can change some of the words in your act to not be, like, whatever.
Well, but my some topics jokes, I mean, some are jokes. Very adult. So it's right. It's not even the word. I mean, yeah, I say pussy quite a bit. But it's my pussy. I can refer to it how I want. My topics are adult because I'm an adult and I talk about my life and, you know. And
what do you say to an 8-year-old to make a laugh? Like, here's the mail. It never fails. It makes me want to wag my tail.
I don't know what the fuck that's from.
I just made fun of myself being
blues,
old.
Blues, man.
Dude, I'm older than that. Sorry, man. Blues,
I just
blues.
Made fun of myself for being old.
Really?
And they love that, really? You know. I'm like, you girls. And
when I get up, I fart.
I just said,
I'm not that old.
No. How do you make 8-year-olds laugh? I only know how to make them cry.
I got him. I
know how to make them take pictures.
My parents.
Oh, yeah. Tell them that they're going to be in a boy band. Full circle.
Nice callback.
Full circle.
All right, Lou.
It's going to be me. Okay.
Hey, how old's your daughter? 18?
My joke stopped there. I've got swords and knives I'm not afraid to use.
What is it? They got one of the best Family Guy jokes of all time is when the little baby Susie Swanson was born.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh, she's so beautiful. Congratulations, Joe. And then Quagmire was like, I can't believe she's already 18. It's like one of those.
That show's great, though.
So. Oh, man. My buddy Patty outkicked his coverage, much like you. And
wait, what?
Outkicked his coverage when you got a girl that's better than what you are.
Okay.
Hotter. Right? Okay. Yeah. And he was a minor league player, too, and his girlfriend's gorgeous. Oh, his wife now is gorgeous. I got 2 kids. And it's, like, such a weird thing to say, because now my friends are just starting to have kids.
Right.
And it's, like, the weirdest thing to say. Well, we you know, we're guys. We love messing with them. Like, yeah. You know, it's like, dude. Your daughter's gonna be hot, man. Like,
oh,
what's that gonna be like, dude?
He's
you know, like
nightmares.
Yeah, and like you can actually, and he's always been a guy's guy. Like, he'll always joke back, and you can legitimately see like this pale of fear and anger and resentment, and just he's. I know she is. You know, it's like no joke at all, nothing, and it's like, yo, Patty, man, you know, your daughter's gonna look like Heather, dude. I know.
One of my favorite stories I heard 10 years ago was fucking hilarious then, but it's terrifying now. Is I forgot who it was told me this, but they said they would, when the day of move ins on college, fraternity hung out a big bed sheet that says, Dads, thanks for your daughters.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I was like, ah, oh, because that was totally us back in fucking, I was in college.
West
like,
Virginia.
Welcome! That was
West
it!
Virginia.
That was it!
They said there was one of them that said, we threw out all our couches so your daughters have to sit on our faces. Like,
okay. They burned the couches,
this
too.
This is at move-in day. We burned our, that's what it was. Oh, we burned all
they
our
do,
couches.
They play football,
so,
yeah.
Yeah. So your daughters have to sit on their faces, yeah. So, I mean, that's, you know, I fret about that because they say it's the athlete's curse. You're going to have nothing but daughters, man. So I mean,
everyone's like, get ready, asshole, with the fucking the resume. I know.
It was so funny.
When she was pregnant, they're like, well, you know, we're going to bring her in, do the test, and make sure she's okay, and we'll find the sex of the baby. Said, you don't even need to guess the sex. I'll fucking guarantee. I will empty my bank account on this table right now.
Karma.
Yeah. Sure. Even money. I'll take it right now. It's a fucking girl. I know it's me, a girl. And of course, that's a girl. I'm like, well, of course it's a fucking girl.
That's right.
Like, all my scumbag friends, all fucking girls. All of us. All of us. Except one. Got a boy at his second pass. All of us girls.
Of course, none of you guys. None of you guys. Yeah, right? and the cycle continues. But none of you guys are smart enough to get yourself a mainland Chinese wife. She'll have no problem throwing that girl in the river. She'll have nothing but sons to take care of.
Wait, weren't you pregnant? Oh, miscarriage.
Aren't you a little old for a senior prom?
I need to take trash out now.
I love that Mo's Hungarian, Puerto Rican, and Chinese are exactly the same.
They are.
They're exactly the same.
All right, let's have Monica do a black guy.
Oh,
I mean, not she's already done. She's already done that.
I mean,
do an impression of a black guy. You've done that. Yeah. Let's go in the room. Gerard Heron, where can we find you next?
Oh, man, you can see me. Well, when is this coming out?
Probably Monday or Tuesday.
Well, if this comes out Monday, I'll be at Dangerfields Monday night. If Tuesday, you can check me in New Jersey at South Amboy.
19th and 20th? Or what
are the dates? Shit, off the top of my head. 12th. You can find me at the 12th at Dangerfields. You can find me at the, I think it's the 17th. The 17th at South Amboy, we got the George Gallo's headlining.
Nice.
Yeah, the finals for the Atlantic City Comedy Club contest. And then,
is McNeely there too that night?
No, McNeely's up in, Hartford.
Yeah, those guys are great. Worked with them about a month ago. Sorry, go ahead.
Pretty much it. And then all my shows, you can find me online at That Dude Big G, you know, the Big G on Facebook, That Dude Big G on Twitter and Instagram. Check me out. Ciao.
Monica Vita, it was an absolute delight to have you come step back in the co-host chair.
Thank you. I miss Sakakis.
I know you do. Love tagging it on Facebook pictures. Where can we find you back in Denver?
Well, actually, let me tell you about, I'm back in New York next month, so January 20th, Broadway Comedy Club for the Adult Conversation Show. Woo-hoo!
Who's that?
7:30. So if you're in the New York area, January 20th, which is a Friday night, come play. Come play.
Inauguration Day, too, mind you.
Oh, yay. And then I'm on Twitter, at Mocha Vida, MOKAVIDA.
Me... Here, you there. It's a Steve Summers reference. KevinGoatee.com. But more importantly, comics watching comics is just taking the world by fucking storm.
Yeah, it is.
At comics watching, comicswatchingcomics.com. New episodes every week. And we got a lot of content coming out. You can find me at Dangerfields. I'm on the 19th, my good man. I'll be there. And then the 21st will be the Broadway Christmas Party, which is the party of nobodies. And, sorry.
I'll be there.
Oh, yeah, exactly. And actually, I'll be at Caroline's next Saturday at the Ray Goot special, the early bird show.
Oh,
the Goot show. So 17th at Caroline's, 19th at Dangerfields. The rest of the dates you can find me at Kevin Goatee on Twitter, KevinGoatee.com. Comics Watching Comics, most importantly, check that out. Safe Word Podcast, listen to us on iTunes, share, give us a 5-star review, and we're looking for advertisers. That's right, this shit does not come for free, motherfuckers.
Gerard will let you fuck him.
Yeah, dude, for a shot in the mouth.
Yeah, I probably will, too.
Yeah, you will. If you want a if you can offer a 5-minute spot in a Daily Show, he will definitely tongue your cornhole. Anyway, Kevin Goatee saying,
thank you so much.
That's 100% honest, so just in case.
That's it, kids. Thanks a lot. Take care. Merry Christmas. See you next
Happy birthday,
year.
Jesus.
Yeah. Yay, Kwanzaa.